In the central region, the one-year anniversary was held at Ekumfi Otom in the Ekumfi district. The occasion was characterized by tributes, cultural displays, and poetry recital in memory of the late President Mills. Correspondent Kofi Sichiama Pobi was there and has filed this report.
The people of the central region marked the first anniversary of the late President Professor Evans Mills at Utam, the hometown of the late President at Ekumfi. The solemn but impressive occasion was attended by the traditional authorities, the regional minister, DCEs, family members and well-wishers. Despite the drizzle which nearly marred the celebration, the dignitaries and the people defied the rains and celebrated the day till the end of the program. Most of the people were clad in white and black attire, whilst others wore the print that have the portrait of the late President Professor Mills. In a sermon, the Bishop of Winneba Diocese of the Methodist Church, Ghana, Right Reverend Dr. John Boabin Odum, called for political tolerance, especially as Ghanaians wait for the verdict of the Supreme Court on the 2012 election petition hearing. Reverend Dr. Boabin Odum noted that the life of the late president on the political scene is something worth emulated because he was a man of peace. No wonder he earned the accolade, the Asomdwehene. He therefore entreated all and sundry to imbibe some of the good things of the late president in all their endeavors. The Central Regional Minister, Samuel Sapon, says the political ideals of tolerance that President Mills cherished through his non-pursuance of partisan retribution, as well as his demonstration of a passive response to vitriolic attacks, vindictiveness and insults as preached by global icons such as Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Kwame Nkrumah, is echoed throughout the world. He urged the people to unite and also emulate the shining examples of late President Mills. The occasion was characterized by gospel musical renditions, traditional dances, tributes, and poetry in remembrance of late Professor Mills. The chief of Otam, Nana Imprim, was not happy about the first anniversary preparations since they were not involved in the planning of the activities. But the traditional council pledged their support to celebrate the first anniversary to the memory of their son, late President Professor John Evans Fifi Atamills.
That was a report by Kofi Sichiama. In the Ashanti region, the memorial service was held at the cenotaph at Edum in Kumasi. The regional minister, Eric Opoku, in a tribute, reminded Ghanaians that death is inevitable and awaits every human being. He therefore said, while we are still alive, we must leave a legacy that will remain in the heart and minds of posterity. Correspondent John Yeboah has the full story.
The Bantamahini, Bafo Asariobusu Amankwetia, who represented the Asantehini, laid a wreath on behalf of the chiefs and people of Asanteman, while the general officer commanding the Northern Command of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Bompong, laid one on behalf of the Ghana Armed Forces and all the security agencies in Kumasi. The regional coordinating director, Solomon Asiedu, laid a wreath on behalf of civil society. The regional minister, Mr. Opoku, in a tribute, said late Professor Mills was not only God-fearing, but devoted his life towards the development of the country. He said late former president consistently showed compassion and interest to the less privileged and vulnerable in society and was deeply committed to the people of Ghana. Mr. Opoku noted that the genuine commitment of Professor Mills to pursue the Better Ghana agenda in peace endeared him to many Ghanaians, and though he is no more, fond memories of his good deeds are boldly written on the hearts and in the minds of Ghanaians. The regional minister reminded Ghanaians that death is inevitable as it awaits every human being. According to nature's calendar, every human being will be called to eternity one day. While we are alive, we must therefore leave behind a legacy for posterity. It therefore behoves Ghanaians to emulate an invaluable characteristics of late Professor Mills to help move the nation forward. The regional chairman of the NDC and NPP, Yao Bimpe, and Frederick Fridia Anto also added their voices to the call on Ghanaians to work conscientiously towards maintaining national peace, stability and cohesion, irrespective of one's political persuasion. The mayor of Kumasi, Kojubunsu, said Professor Mills exemplified humility and leadership and gave practical meaning to the political virtues of integrity and accountability. For Radio Ghana, Johnny Eba reporting from Kumasi.
Covering breaking news is expected in a typical newsroom, but perhaps not in the case of the death of a certain president. How did the news editor in the seat that day, Teresa Atogiri, handle the news? She spoke with colleague Rebecca Ekpe.
Hosts of local and international newspapers, radio and TV stations reported the story. But how did we report it? The news editor in the seat when the news broke was Teresa Atogiri, who shares with me how her team delivered the news. I first asked her how she received the news of President Mills' passing.
I was shivering and I said, I can't take it. How do I handle the bulletin? Where do I start from? What do I do? So I contacted my senior colleague Joyce, and then she said, let's find the confirmation. Then my teammates, everybody broke down. I was actually crying. And it was a terrible thing.
Teresa, 20 years plus I know of journalistic experience. Did it really come to bear at that point of deciding how to cover the news of the death of a certain president?
Yeah, it really played a very significant role in some of the decisions that I had to take. Because in journalism, you don't handle everything alone. Especially in radio, when you're practicing, you don't handle situations alone. So I had to consult even my colleagues who were far, far junior to me. I had to consult them. And that was how we started rallying and we got our bulletin through.
Truly, I must confirm that evening I was at home listening to the 18 hours bulletin. Immediately, I heard the dirge playing on Ghana radio. I stood still for minutes and having spoken with friends, obviously the confirmation on Ghana radio to them was when they begin to realize that really Ghana had lost the president. I think you must bear a lot of credit for what you did, Teresa. But what is your takeaway in coverage of breaking news such as the death of a certain president?
We hesitated because we are the national radio, and whatever we say is the gospel truth. It's an experience. If you are a leader and you are handling the affairs, such news can actually throw you off.
Teresa Atogiri was the news editor on duty when the news broke out about Professor Mills' passing. She spoke with colleague Rebecca Ekpe.